This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is...
Hump Day!
Very nice. Welcome into the show, everybody. Glad to have you along. It is a sunny day here in Madtown, better known as Madison. Beautiful day. Big show coming up. Have what's worse in hour number two, some, what we'll call it, a bodily tick or a habit is involved in that. So we'll let you weigh in on the important issues of the day. Donald Trump yesterday, last night, decided it'd be fun to maybe shut down government and, offer some deals. He is in the deal business, the grifting business. And you can ask the trades folks out in New York how good his word is. We'll play what Senator Tim Kaine said on the floor of the United States Senate last night. I'll cut right to the chase. Don't do it if you're a federal employee. That would be good advice. But we'll begin here at home with the Supreme Court race, Brad Schimmel versus Susan Crawford, coming up this spring, April 1st. No joke. As Joe Biden mug said, I'm not joking around. And we're never joking around when we have our friend, our colleague from Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. Patrick Kreitlow joins us from the breezy and beautiful banks of Lake Wissota, and Trigvi Olson from the breezy and beautiful banks of the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's a sunny, lovely day here up north.
And Trigvi, how are things out east, as they say? You made it back. Trigvi was stuck. I felt so bad for him. He was stuck in Belize.
Oh, I was.
Oh.
But I was being held captive. I couldn't get back in the country. There were no flights.
But you're here now. You're here now, and that's fantastic. Guys, it's been a busy, to say the very least, and interesting, I guess, to some degree. First week plus of Trump 2.0. But I want to kind of bring it back here to Wisconsin because, again, as Pat and I talked about on his show this morning, my opinion is there's a lot more we could do in Wisconsin than there is in D.C. No offense, Trigvi, out there in D.C. But
absolutely taken.
All right. Very good. Very good. This was from, what was it, Zommers? Heartland, who had the cut here. I'll make sure I give them credit. Heartland News.
Yes, Heartland Signal.
Heartland Signal. Thank you very much. I was the first one to find this. I think this is really interesting. I'm going to play it and then come back, get Pat and Trigvi's take on this. This is from last year at a Republican Party of Adams County. I've been to Adams County. Republican Party of Adams County meet and greet from last July. And now conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel was caught on an open mic or something, recording device, talking about what it's going to take to get this country back on track. And you'll listen to his own words, but it sure seems to me like he's open to actual physical violence. Here's Brad Schimmel from last summer.
If you look at the history of the world, if the history of the world is as wide as I can spread my arms, that's it, all of it. The part that is freedom is barely a gap. It's barely a spark plug gap between my fingers, right? And almost all of that history of freedom in this world has been us, what we've done in America. There's other places that have had some degrees of freedom, but nothing like here. If we let this go, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To get it back, there has to be another bloody revolution, because the socialists won't give it up. They won't walk away. And why on earth would these people be favoring socialism? Why? They know it won't work. We know the answer.
Power.
Follow the money.
The money and the power, right? Mm-hmm. And they, because with socialism, there's a handful of people who have all the money and all the power, and everybody else is screwed. Mm-hmm. These people, the Obamas, they all know which side of that they're on. They know.
I wanted to play the full cut so that nobody can say, oh, you know, you chop that up to make it sound a certain way. The quote from Schimmel is, quote, "There has to be another bloody revolution," unquote. Pat Kreitlow?
All right, let's try to take this in order. Number one, Brad Schimmel, get over yourself. All right, this whole thing of, oh, America has been the spark plug gap of freedom. I'm so tired of hearing this. There's freedom throughout the world. A lot of it American soldiers fought and died for so that people around the world could have freedom. Don't make it sound like America is like the only one that's ever had freedom in human history, okay? Now you're waving the flag and wrapping yourself up in it for your own political aims. This whole thing of the socialists won't give it up. The moment anybody uses socialist, Marxist, whatever, you've lost me, because you've proven that you would have been a B student at best in political science of understanding what socialism or Marxism really is. Again, you're just throwing out words. You talk about a handful of people having money and power. Really? Really? Who's the handful of people with money and power, Brad Schimmel? I think it might be the people bankrolling you. And why the Obamas? If this was a recent comment, why dropping in the Obamas? What's the thing that still sticks in your craw about the fact that Barack Obama was president of the United States? I wonder. I don't know. But apparently that's got you worked up enough to call for bloody revolution. Buddy, if a bloody revolution were to break out, seriously, I don't see you on the front lines. I see you being some kind of an armchair quarterback, you know. So the whole thing just screams, get over yourself with this kind of rhetoric when you think nobody outside is listening. Because we've all heard you. We know everything else about your past and your record. We know what kind of a Supreme Court justice you'd be. You would be wise to follow in the Tim Michaelses and the Eric Hovdes. Save yourself the trouble. Just go.
Trevi Olson?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's a piece of me that thinks that at a foundational level, Brad Schimmel is in fact saying what he really wants, which is controlling power, controlling access to money. And at the end of the day, you have to look at what they say, because that's what they really want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. And Barack Obama clearly triggers them. I think he triggers them even more so. You know, you had a member of Congress recently introduce legislation that would allow Donald Trump to run for a third term, but literally is written in such a way that excludes people who won two successive terms to keep Barack Obama off the ballot.
And, say that,
you know,
say that
there's
again.
A lot of polling out there that Barack Obama triggers them. Right.
Say this again, because you told me this yesterday, and I did not know this because it got lost in the fire hose of information. Explain exactly again what you just said to make sure people get this.
I mean, yeah, it's the kind of stuff that I used to see in places with people like Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus, right? Real third world stuff. So there's a member of Congress, a Republican MAGA member of Congress, who's introduced legislation, and the legislation is written that would allow Donald Trump to run for a third term, because he won, then he lost, then he won, and then he would be able to run for another term so he could have two terms.
Well, not
but
just him.
If you already won...
Grover Cleveland could run too if he were to walk in, right? Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. He literally wrote the legislation so that it says that if you want two successive terms, i.e. George Bush or Barack Obama, you can't run again because you've already served for 8 consecutive years. And it's because they understand, you know, I saw polling that it was private polling during the election period. If the choice had been Barack Obama versus Donald Trump, it was a 54-46 election towards Obama. And that's what triggers them.
Mm-hmm. Pat, I want to follow up on, you could comment what trivia you just said if you want, but I thought you brought up something really, really good, and that is that in this cut from the Republican Party of Adams County meeting from last July that was released by Heartland Signal yesterday, that Brad Schimmel talks about, you know, describing socialism and a small group of people with all the power and money and everyone else is screwed. But that actually describes the oligarchy, to your point, which is actually happening now on the Republican, the MAGA side.
The broligarchy with a combined net personal worth of $1 trillion sitting there in the front row of Trump's inauguration. He does not get to I don't even want to hear the words George Soros popping out of his mouth, because that's like his billions or whatever it is he's got is just a speck compared to Elon. But then add Elon and Zuckerberg, and then add Bezos, and then add everybody else that was in there. Please don't even pretend to lecture about money and power after you see how the broligarchy is unfolding and the way they're trying to freeze or cut so much federal spending in order to give these guys another massive tax break.
I want to get back to Brad Schimmel, former top cop, as they say, state attorney general in Wisconsin. The guy is supposed to uphold the law. He was quoted, of course, in the Wisconsin Examiner and on Vicki McKenna's conservative talk show in Wisconsin radio show, saying that he thought that the January 6th insurrectionists got a raw deal and was supporting them and supporting Trump giving them a pardon on January 6th. That seems to have touched a nerve, because we called him out when I had that show a couple weeks ago. We normally get out of those numbers. How many comments do we get on our Facebook live stream? You know, maybe 5, 10, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
So far, 150 and counting, and about 145 of those are all negative from people I've never heard of defending Schimmel and attacking me. Again, Pat and Trigby, it seems as though we've struck a nerve here. The Schimmel people don't want us talking about that Brad Schimmel does not back the blue, and in fact backs January 6th insurrectionists.
Who were convicted
of crimes. They're criminals.
Right. I mean, and come on, bots can have opinions too, right? Because the broligarchy can unleash a torrent of bots. Look at the wasteland that used to be Twitter, for example. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, it clearly does strike a nerve, and it gets them off their message. They want their message to be law and order, just not that law and order for these guys back here. And they're going to try to scare people as they do every year. There will be, I promise you, a TV ad with some kind of a scary black man in there, and that Judge Susan Crawford said blah, blah, blah. This is their playbook, and I would like to think that more voters are seeing through it.
Yeah,
I think it's less likely that they'll go the race way, though, Pat. I think it gets to an important point. Judge Crawford needs to come out right now and say, "Oop, I'll get it on the other side."
Talk about a tease. It's a placeholder. Like I love it. Bro. What does Judge Crawford need to say? Trigby will tell us on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday with Kreitlow and Olson on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The weather is warmer. The ice is thinner, but Pat Kreitlow is up early every morning before sunrise getting your news ready for you. And your coffee is on. Stop by. Although the pontoon boat's put away for the season, he invites you to stop by at 125 South Lake Street in Honolulu, to have a cup of coffee. No, every morning, you know, it's the metaphorical cup of coffee and the news, and you get to know what's going on for the day. He's going to bring you some laughs, but some important information. He's going to keep you company while you brush your teeth. It's Up North News Radio every morning, 6 until 8, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There you go. If we had the old, before the 911 address system came on board, we could have said, you know, from rural Route 3.
Yes.
In Chippewa Falls.
Right.
I might still have to shake it up that way. Yeah. I thought you were going the airplane route, and Leon's getting larger. It's like the ice is getting thinner. Pat's not.
But surely you must be joking.
I'm not joking. And don't call me Shirley.
But the hair is still fantastic. Just like when I was in junior high watching Pat on WEAU, the hair.
Yeah, the hair.
All about the hair.
It sure is a different color now, but yes, it's still there.
I went down to visit my buddy Kurt last night, Monroe, and I came back and I had a pullover, three-quarter zip black pullover that I wore yet last night, and I saw it this morning. And I thought, holy criminy sakes, my hair is really falling out at a remarkable rate. And then I remembered I was snuggling with the beagle. It was beagle hair. It wasn't my hair. So it's not so bad.
Now I'm just trying to think. I'm imagining you as a beagle with the kind of beagle hair.
Maybe there's
some floppy ears underneath
it. It's a beautiful old beagle. Buddy is his name. And he's gotten to the age where I have to help him up in the chair. And he likes to snuggle. So it was just beagle hair.
He likes belly rubs as much as you do. It's nice.
All right. I'm not sure how we get off on that. But the more important news with Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project from Washington, D.C., and Pat Kreitlow, the aforementioned host of Up North News Radio in Lake Wasota, talking about Brad Schimmel, former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, now the conservative candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, which the race against Susan Crawford, the liberal candidate, will be held on April 1st. There is a primary for state school superintendent February 18th. Correct, Pat? If I'm not mistaken on that.
Yes, we will be interviewing at least two of those three candidates next week, Jill Underlie on Tuesday morning, and Jeff Wright on Wednesday morning.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Yeah. I'll make that show note of that for everyone. We'll make sure we promote that. Guys, I want to get to this race a little bit. Trigvi, before the break, you were saying that you had a take on how Judge Crawford should be looking at this race. You left us with a cliffhanger. Let you continue.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you spend your life doing campaigns, you want to learn from the last one, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be running every election is different. But here's the lesson from 2024. And the people who are going to be working for Schimmel are going to be the people who work for Ron Johnson, who ran Donald Trump's campaign, right? It's going to be the same people. They're going to bring in the A-team. It's 100 days, 71 days after Donald Trump took office. So it's going to be a referendum. But the lesson to be learned is, in 2024, Republicans built a narrative. That narrative was around trans and athletes, and we don't want men playing women's sports. But it was a narrative. It wasn't about policy, right? It was about a narrative. And they won on that narrative. And you knew they were winning because you had state legislative candidates literally running ads about trans against their opponent, places like Green Bay. The lesson that the Crawford campaign and Democrats have to take from that is Tammy Baldwin. Tammy Baldwin has literally, I would say, the best political team in the state of Wisconsin right now. It is one that rivals what Tommy Thompson's team was for Republicans back in the mid-90s, a machine. Mm-hmm. What did Tammy Baldwin do, Todd and Pat, that differentiated her from Harris and a lot of these losing candidates?
Patrick?
Pat?
I did not know there was going to be a quiz. No,
she punched back.
Pat, yeah. This is what would have happened when we run. When you decide you want to run for governor and you reach out to me because you need a consultant. Yeah. I was going to say a good consultant, but I'll just say a consultant. And I'll have a plane to catch when you have problems, by the way.
Yes.
But this is the kind of question I'm going to ask you. What did Tammy Baldwin do that differentiated her in blunting the narratives that they were running against her?
Well, she actually had a record of accomplishment. A lot of it borrowed from
some
of their talking points.
Sounding like a Democrat here.
I love these guessing games.
Oh, my God.
She went directly to camera and said, I have not changed. You know who I am. Eric Hovde is lying about me. She basically took it directly looking at voters and said, you know who I am. This is a lie. This is what they're doing. I haven't changed. That's what Eric Hovde spent $40 million trying to do. Crawford needs to get in front of this. She needs to come out and say, we have an election coming up here. You are going to hear terrible things about me. You're going to hear things that I allowed an illegal immigrant trans person who was the star of a volleyball team to do whatever.
I would direct
you. They have to come straight at this, and they need to call BS from the outset.
I would direct you to Up North News Radio on Monday, January 13th, where we had Judge Crawford on, and we asked exactly those questions where she could, and she did point out the kinds of things that Brad Schimmel will be saying and doing. And I also see that she will be appearing on Earl Ingram's show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, but I'm sure she is listening to your earnest advice. And we'll carry through with it again when she.
And they need
with
to
Earl
get
tomorrow.
They need to get on the ad. They've got to get. They need to get on the air with all. It's great that she's out talking about it, and it's
well,
the she's
got two.
And
got
I
two
knew.
Ads up.
I knew she was talking about it because I'd seen some clips of her doing that. But what is key here is they've got to drive it with paid media, and that really gets to where those who care about things like democracy and standing against. Things like Schimmel is talking about, you know, civil war. If you're against civil war, you need to become involved, and the resources need to be gotten to the groups, but directly to the campaign. Only the campaign, and only Crawford herself, can go on and literally look Wisconsin voters in the eye and say, "This is what's coming."
Yep, and that I mean, she's up with two decent ads. I predict, pretty safe prediction. There will be many, many more.
Who would have thought, guys, back in the late '90s, early 2000s, where all of us were involved in politics, whatever way. That fast forward to 2025, we'd say one of the big issues is: are you against civil war?
Put that on a T-shirt.
Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 until 8, Up North News Radio. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure. And Trivia also will be back with us on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
From the lake they call Kitchigumi to Lake Michigan, off the shores of Racine and Kenosha, from the Ole Miss Mississippi River to the Green Bay shores of the Green Bay Packers at the frozen Lambeau Field. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, stretching across the state, 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Pat Kreitlow, we thank him for being with us today and sticking around for the rest of the hour. He's so gracious to do so. Trigvi Olson, like myself, a former Republican, like myself, a native Wisconsinite, much more successful in politics and is now the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. It is out in beautiful Washington, D.C. Guys, a little breaking
news.
Not
that beautiful in Washington, D.C., Todd.
Has the snow
gone?
You're
sounding like the socialist that Brad Schimmel is apparently talking about.
Exactly. A little serious breaking news, gentlemen, courtesy of the CBS News Wires at this hour. The White House Office of Management and Budget has just walked back a memo, the order to freeze on federal assistance, less than 2 days after the directive led to chaos and confusion around the country as to what programs would be impacted. The latest two-line memo from Acting Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Matthew Vaith, states that the earlier directive is rescinded. It directs those with questions about implementing President Trump's executive orders to contact the general counsels of their agencies. So there you go. As it turns out, maybe stopping all federal payments on things like, you know, early childhood and conservation reserve programs and things like that, maybe not the best idea.
The audacity of these guys. That's like if I walked into a nuclear power plant and I was just like, you know, I think that we should run this place differently. Turn it all off.
Well, there
That's
you go.
What this is, but on an even bigger scale. Yeah. They are idiots.
Well, there you go, Trevi. This came out yesterday or you know, late night, the night before. And you know Washington very well. And I was talking to somebody else today who knows Washington very well as well. And to do what they did without any guidance, it really just sent people into apoplexy in terms of very real apoplexy about how their lives are going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that people voted for a suspension of Medicare and Medicaid or Social Security like being cut. Like, and I don't know. But sometimes, you know, never underestimate the ability of Democrats to overplay their hand either in terms of, you know, my personal take is those of us who are concerned about these things, we have to look at them very clear-eyed, and they're and call out the things that are real threats so that we're not, you know, the little girl who cried wolf. Because I do think part of the reason voters, you know, think about this, Todd. Have you ever had an election where some politician hasn't told you it's the most important of your lifetime?
Rare if it ever happened, yes.
Yeah, right. But so then when you have an election, like the last one that's the most important of your lifetime, you're like, politicians tell me that every time.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you just become numb to it. And I think we've talked, you know, last few days of this program about that. People who voted for Donald Trump, those who stayed home, those who voted for third-party candidates, believe in very different things if you talk to them individually. But one of the consistent lines I've heard are, well, he's not going to do all those things that he says. And then the other part is, well, the courts will make sure everything is okay. And now we're finding out, no, actually, as Maya Angelou said, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. He does mean them. And this is the one I want to ask you, Trevi, because I brought this up yesterday in the show, that as you well know, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Dr. Fauci, others have had their security detail pulled by Donald Trump. And there are very real threats from foreign actors against their lives.
I have a really good friend who had Secret Service protection from the Iranians and had it pulled.
There you go.
And that person actually backed Trump.
Yeah. And So A, should we be concerned about this? And B, does this not apply to interfering with the justice system, with federal justices, even the Supreme Court, where you think, oh, if some of this really outlandish stuff gets to the high courts, surely their scholars of the law will stop that. But isn't there a possibility of people from whispering in their ear, metaphorically or directly, geez, wouldn't it be terrible if your detail got taken away too? And so they have to decide, do I risk my life or do I help save the country and follow the law?
Well, that is a real fear, right? Like even in the impeachment vote after January 6th, I've talked to enough people, you know, actual U.S. senators who said, I had a lot of colleagues who wanted to vote for it, but they were afraid for their kids or their families, you know. Like fear is a real thing. I think the other thing about the courts, you know, like there's lots of people who say that to me, and particularly people on the left are like, well, the courts will step up. What you have to keep in mind is the old Stalin line when asked about, well, the Pope is going to step up and oppose you if you do this. And Stalin's response was, how many divisions and tanks does the Pope have?
Yeah, sad but true.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I think now that isn't to be all doom and gloom, and you know, the courts I think will be standing up to him. You had the birthright citizenship, the judge who ruled on it was a Reagan appointee, mm-hmm. right? And said, nah, this I can't think of anything more blatantly unconstitutional. I'm gonna pause this. I just think here's the thing we as people need to recognize. We need to do better at putting ourselves in other people's shoes. And I'll think about my mom as an example. My mom had a student who she cared for greatly, good guy, generally speaking. Later in life, he ended up having some issues with substance abuse and ended up running a Ponzi scheme that defrauded a bunch of senior citizens like her of all their lifetime savings. Mm-hmm. Blew it on hookers and blow in Vegas, literally, and cars and other stuff. He's in jail for a long period of time. And my mom kept saying, this is so unfair. And yet my mom was somebody who was constantly three strikes for selling marijuana and you're out. you know, like lock him up and throw away the key, until it was somebody that she knew and cared about. And we need to be far more empathetic. We are on an individual level in Wisconsin, but on the macro level, it's easy to demagogue, oh, the evil federal bureaucracy or the evil immigrants. Eventually, people are going to come against this. I mean, I saw an interview with the MAGA guy who's white. He voted for MAGA, has been a huge MAGA supporter, went to MAGA rallies, and now he's like, they deported my wife.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and he's dumbfounded by it. Well, what did you expect?
Yeah. Well, but as you well know better than anybody else, the rhetoric, the information silos, people just thought it wasn't going to apply to them.
Yes.
It's the same way
but
with
the reality. People think that who's president doesn't impact their lives.
Right.
That's actually a good thing if the president isn't having a massive impact on your life. Because if the president is a disaster and is impacting your life, it might be because nuclear Armageddon is raining down on you.
We'll give Zomers a minute because I didn't give you a heads up, Zomers. But if you can find that cut from the other day I sent you of Trump signing this stuff and making the comments about Gaza. Because I think that what you just said, Trigvi, is applicable to not only the right, to somebody that voted MAGA, but also the left. That people that, oh, I can't vote, you know, for Kamala Harris because she's the lesser of two evils. Oh, I'm going to stay home because Trump might actually bring peace. And Zomers is fantastic. He already has it up. Here was Donald Trump on the night he signed 100-some-odd executive orders. Here were his comments on how he currently thinks about Gaza and Palestine.
How confident are you, Mr. President, that you can keep the ceasefire in Gaza and conclude the three phases of this deal?
I'm not confident. That's not our war. It's their war, but
apologize.
I'm not confident, but I think they're very weakened on the other side.
Do you support the two-state
solution? Gaza, boy, I looked at a picture of Gaza. Gaza is like a massive demolition site. That place is, it's really got to be rebuilt in a different way.
Do you plan to help rebuilding Gaza?
I might. You know, Gaza's interesting. It's a phenomenal location. On the sea, the best weather. You know, everything's good. It's like some beautiful things could be done with it, but it's very interesting. But some fantastic things could be done with Gaza.
How do you see the future in governance for Gaza?
Well, it depends. I can't imagine you could have, well, you certainly can't have the people that were there. Most of them are dead.
President Donald Trump from last week, his comments on Gaza, not our war, it's their war. Well, most of the people are dead. You know, look at the devil. It's just a demolition site, but geez, it's on the sea. You could do some beautiful things there. And already he has.
Yeah, you could build a Trump resort hotel.
Already Eric Trump, I was just going to say his son is already looking at doing just that. And of course, the Israelis are all for it. And I happen to be someone who's pro-Israeli, by the way. But to the point, just like MAGA people were kind of lured into voting for Trump and now are in some cases not getting what they expected, I think also folks on the left just convinced themselves, however, that it didn't really matter, to your point, Trigvi, and their issues aren't going to be addressed and, in fact, only made worse.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that at least with that part of the world, and I say this, I said it to a group of progressive students I was speaking to, and honestly, like, it didn't go over very well, but like, having actually been to the West Bank and to Gaza, like, in my former life, you can be outraged. There's nothing incongruent with being outraged about what Hamas did in Israel, and at the same time, be outraged about the plight of average Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And now the answer you'll get in soundbite is well, they voted him into office. Well, that's true, but they never got a chance to vote him out of office after they did that. They made a bad choice. But the reality is, you know, these are very complicated things. Mm-hmm. And we try and break them down into simple answers where we just go with the default. We don't actually use our conscious brains to think about it.
I want to bring it back to Wisconsin. The point I kind of went down that rabbit hole or tangent for a second is, and I take no glee in saying this at all, But elections do have consequences. I think what that points that out. And I hope as Wisconsinites approach this election, the primary for state school superintendent on February 18th and the general spring election involving the Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court on April 1st, I hope that people are not too tired to go vote, not too worn out to pay attention, and realize once again, in a very real way for us in Wisconsin, elections have consequences.
Yeah, 100%. They have consequences. And the race for the Supreme Court is going to have large consequences. And that's why you're seeing all the outside money that you're seeing flowing into it. And, you know, I'm sure that the last thing that people in Wisconsin wanted, having been back home for the election, is more ads on TV. But that's what they're going to get because Wisconsin's going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Zomeris, we have time for the Tim Kaine cut. Probably not. Have to come back and do that. All right, yeah, that's fine. We'll come back and do that. So I want to, again, the only reason I want to play this trivia and get your take on it is this edict, or not edict, this thing Trump's putting out telling a lot of federal workers, hey, put a resignation letter in for September, and you can basically stay home and we'll pay you, but there's no guarantee of that. And this could affect federal workers. You know, there's a lot of people that work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin, a lot of other federal agencies, people that work, for the federal government. You've worked for the federal government more so than I have. The short answer for me is don't fall for the grift. What's your thought?
Well, all right.
We got 45 seconds. We'll have to pick it up on the other side.
I will have to pick this up on the other side. My thought is, honestly, an examination of what the U.S. government is spending money on and what they have people doing, mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily against that. Offering people buyouts to get rid of, you know, if there's higher priced people who they can pay for a period to retire and have new people coming in, I'm all for that. I just think that behind this is a far greater desire to replace the civil service with lackeys and loyalists. And that's where the intention is probably the problem.
Political appointments. Is Andrew Jackson making a comeback in 2025? We'll ask Trigby Olson and get his take on the Super Bowl coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at hour number 2, what's worse coming up having to do with biting fingernails? We'll tell you the other part of it on the other side. Right now we have the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a native of River Falls, Wisconsin, like myself, a former Republican, not like myself, a fantastic hockey player who loves a good Zamboni.
Not very fantastic.
I had a chance
to tie the game the other night from the center of the slot, and I had a foot of net to shoot at it, and I pumped it 2 feet wide, and I was not a happy man when I got to the bench.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But I think Kimber, listening on WRCO and Muskie, I'm not going to read the whole text here. We appreciate it, Kimber, for sending this. But she makes a great point right now. She says, you know, I try to use some dark humor about myself to keep me sane. But the suffering now and that comes across in our nation and the world rocks me to my very foundation. And saying she appreciates us and stays strong in the fight. I think there's a lot of people out there, Trigby, that are feeling this way, just kind of rocked and a little bit numb and overwhelmed. And I think we just have to take care of ourselves, our mental health, and getting, whether it's playing ice hockey or whether it's going for a walk or some skiing or get outside. I know there's not a lot of grass to touch right now, but I just think that's critical that we say that to each other and support one another.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I was a little distracted here, Todd, because you got me thinking about something, and so I've been digging through my data. So one of the projects I work on for the Lincoln Democracy Institute is looking at, it's what's called panel research. We have 1,000 over 1,000 people in Wisconsin who we've been talking to for an extended period of time, almost 2 years, asking them survey questions and whatnot. One of the things that we did is we gave them some tests of like, how empathetic are you? You know, like a psychological profile of how empathetic they are. So I just, you got me thinking, I pulled the numbers for Wisconsin. We do it in several states. You know that there is absolutely minimal statistical difference between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to their core level of empathy for others.
That's interesting.
Democrats 4.47 on a scale from zero, not empathetic to, or I mean, I'm from highly empathetic to not empathetic. Republicans 4.1. So it's almost the same. There is a huge difference, though, between those who voted for Harris and those who voted for Trump. People who voted for Harris score 4.5 on a normalized scale from 0 to 10. 10 would mean you're completely empathetic. Mm-hmm. 0 would mean you're completely empathetic. 10 would mean you're not empathetic. No, the other way around.
Right.
Trump voters, 3.9. So people who voted for Harris, Republicans who voted for Harris, tended to be more empathetic. But there is no difference really in Wisconsin between Republicans and Democrats, only marginally in terms of their overall level of empathy for others.
So I think it goes to a little statistical data to just things that you and I have talked about. We've traveled around the state that our friends and neighbors care about our local communities, our public schools, our first responders, our firefighters, our cops, our people we go to church with. But somehow the politics ends up dividing us. I mean, what psychologically, Trevi, how does that happen?
Well, because I think people are trapped in this notion, my side good, other side bad, you know? Mm-hmm. And what that leads to, and we should talk about this sometime. We could do an hour talking about it. You know, people think in two different ways. We have things that we think about consciously, and we have things that we think about unconsciously. And this is just programmed in us as humans. When you were learning to drive, Todd, you were thinking to you had to think with your conscious mind, right? Your frontal lobe, you're thinking, oh my God, gas pedal, brake, turn right, turn the wheel right, all those things. Now, having ridden with you around the state of Wisconsin, you're eating Lefse, you're drinking sodas, you're talking, yapping on the phone with your arms waving six different ways, and the Ram truck is driving itself, right? You're on autopilot. So most people tend to be more autopilot. About half of Americans tend to be system one dominant. They think fast. There was a big difference between, and Republicans and Democrats, you know, were pretty evenly divided amongst those who just default to their baseline. But ones who spent more time thinking about their choice tended to vote more for Harris. Those who tend to be kind of between the two voted for Trump. People need to understand that, you know, it gets back to, you know, the foundation of Christianity is what, you know, don't judge somebody until you've walked a mile in their shoes, basically. Mm-hmm. Be good.
Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, love your neighbor as yourself.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
It's pretty easy. Tony and...
Now, let's talk about something more important.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Hurt. The Eagles and Chiefs squaring off. And now we'll go to interview the most important member of the Chiefs, Taylor Swift.
You know, did you notice how little they said about her on the broadcast on Sunday? I mean, they showed her.
Yeah, but they showed her. Barely talked about her.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You know, that is true. You wonder how much of that is Taylor Swift saying and her people saying, please stop this.
Or maybe their bosses were like, stop giving her shout outs.
I think it was the bosses. I think it was this MAGA Trump effect on the media.
I don't know. You don't think? My daughters were like, we got to watch the game because of that. This is what I will say. I can't use the H word on the radio.
Could say hell.
Oh, that was a hell of a football game.
It was a hell of a
Wasn't
football
it?
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just an great. Amazing football game.
You want to give your Super Bowl prediction this week or next?
No, because we have the Pro Bowl where they play flag football.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
It's sort of the Brad Schimmel version. football.
Stay tuned. Hour two.
And talks about what a big hitter he is and then pulls the flags.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.